This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The judge in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York moved a hearing on the former president's alleged violations of his gag order to next Thursday. The move avoids a conflict with Trump's scheduled campaign events the day before. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Trump is scheduled to hold two campaign events that day. The hearing pertains to a prosecution request that Trump be penalized for violating his gag order this week on four separate occasions. The order bars Trump from making comments about witnesses and others connected to the case. Mershon is already deciding whether to hold Trump in contempt for previous alleged gag order violations. I'm Norman Hall.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide a $130,000 payment in hush money to porn film actress Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet ahead of the 2016 election about her claim of a one-time sexual encounter with Trump a decade earlier. Millions of voters in India are casting their ballots Friday in the second round of multi-phase national elections. Nearly 970 million voters, representing more than 10% of the world's total population, will elect 543 members to the lower house of parliament for 5 years during the staggered election, which runs until June 1st. The turnout of the first phase of polling on April 19th was estimated to be around 62% of 166 million eligible voters. About 160 million are eligible to vote in the second phase. Most polls predict a win for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, which is up against a broad opposition alliance led by the Indian National Congress and powerful regional parties. The votes will be counted on June 4th. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A long-awaited transitional ruling council was installed in crisis-torn Haiti Thursday, the first step to forming a new government after months of gang violence in the Caribbean nation. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Video from Haiti Thursday showed council members greeted with fanfare at the presidential palace in the capital, Port-au-Prince, ahead of an official inauguration ceremony. Embattled Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who had promised to step down when a council was installed, submitted his official letter of resignation earlier Thursday. Haiti, the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation, had descended into chaos in recent months. Gang violence, worsening for years, escalated earlier this year. The UN reports more than 2,500 people were killed or injured from January through March, up 53% from the same period a year ago. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Authorities in Guatemala raided the offices of the international charity organization Save the Children Thursday. Prosecutors say the raid in the capital, Guatemala City, was part of an investigation into alleged abuses against minors. The raid follows reports in local media that Guatemalan prosecutors asked the Attorney General's office in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas for help investigating alleged trafficking of Guatemalan children on the southern U.S. border. Save the Children denied the allegations in a statement released last week. Save the Children has been working in Guatemala since a devastating earthquake in 1976 that left more than 25,000 people dead. It says it provides education, health, child protection, and humanitarian aid, including to migrant children and their families who cross Guatemala's southern border. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are moving closer to a possible second consecutive National Basketball Association championship. The Nuggets defeated the host Los Angeles Lakers 112-105 Thursday night. AP correspondent Mark Myers has the recap.
Denver leads 3-0. Aaron Gordon scored 29 points with 15 rebounds.
You know, we know the closeout game is the hardest game in the series, so we're going to stay focused and come out and try and do improve.
Nikola Jokic nearly had a triple-double, finishing with 24 points, 15 boards, and 9 assists. Lakers got 33 points from Anthony Davis and 26 from LeBron James. Denver has defeated the Lakers 11 straight times, with 7 of those wins coming in the playoffs. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.